everything is just a lot different now than it used to be, I think, for women and the way that we're expected to look. And so there is this pressure of getting stuff done and nips and tucks and here and there. You can't, and there is no such thing as aging gracefully anymore.
You hear it from all the Hollywood actresses who, as soon as they hit their 50s, they're like, I am so tired of being objectified, even though that's how they made their entire careers. If you are still struggling with figuring out what to get for Christmas gifts for anybody that you know that is just a tough person to buy for, I promise you, we promise you, you cannot go wrong with something from MyPillow.com/chicks, because everything, without exception, that you get at MyPillow.com/chicks is the best quality ever.
It's fantastic. Travel pillows, little mini travel pillows, or the towels are unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
I love the towels. Yeah,
and all the stuff. I'm so glad you said that, because it's the towels that are on super mega sale right now. Normally, a set of six towels is almost $90, but right now, for the holidays, they're only $39.98. And again, that's for a set of six towels, the super absorbent-y, perfect fabric material
thirsty.
Towels.
You always thirsty.
Say thirsty. They're so thirsty. And you can get those at mypillow.com/chicks with promo code chicks. That'll get you the deepest discount. So make sure to check them out today.
Treat yourself.
All right.
Do it.
That's right. Or treat yourself. Someone you love or yourself.
Yep.
Okay. So I talked to you earlier today, and then when we were talking about this particular topic, we ended up deciding, you know what, we should do a deep dive about this. And it's because Candace Owens tweeted out a question to men. And this was within the last 24 hours or so. She tweeted out a question to men, and it was about Botox and whether or not men like it when women use Botox or fillers or have those big giant fake lips. And so she wrote, and I quote, "Serious question for men. Do you think that the Botox slash filler fake lips look is attractive? Do you envision long-term relationships with girls that look that way? Male opinions only, please. I'm working on a show about social media mutating our appetites. Please retweet." So she was not prepared for the controversy and angry response from women.
That ensued. Yeah.
That ensued. Yeah.
That's kind of crazy. So women got pissed off at her. Men were like, what did men say? Did men?
Overwhelmingly, they said, we prefer the natural look on women.
Yeah.
In fact, there were so many men that I saw, and thousands of responses, but so many of them were like, I don't even like it when my wife or girlfriend wears makeup, let alone the fake, you know, filler, okay, Botox-y look.
But then a lot of the women came back and said, you don't know what natural is these days,
right?
Because a lot of women will come home and they'll have Botox and all these fillers and all this crap shoved in their face, and men have no idea that they have that done, and they think that that's natural. So they may not have makeup on, but they may have all this other crap shoved in their face, and they may have these fake lips or whatever, and men are like, that's natural. And they don't know. They just don't know.
I mean, so, I can see that when it's like I don't know, when it's like a newer relationship and you're meeting someone that looks that way for the first time and then you fall in love. But like,
yeah,
you know, if I were to all of a sudden get lip filler, my husband would definitely
know.
Notice, and he'd be like, what the hell?
My husband would know too. My husband would know if I used any of that stuff.
Right.
He would know. He would be like, what are you doing to your face? What's going on with your face? Why are you screwing with your face? What's going on there? What'd you do there? What's happening? Because, I mean, they see your face. They know your face. At least I would hope that they would be paying enough attention to your face. They would know.
Right.
So that's interesting. But I think it's also very interesting that women are super defensive about it. But then again, we're in a culture now where I can see where women would get kind of a little defensive about it. Because women our age are now, I mean, you and I don't really, I don't think we fall so much into the trap of we have to look like we're 25, because we don't look, I don't look like I'm 25.
No.
I mean, I just don't look like I'm 25. But there are a lot of women who fall into the trap of you have to look like you're 25. You have to stay looking like you're 25 years old. And I was looking today at and thinking a lot about the 80s and what it was like when you and I were growing up. And I used to babysit every single Friday night in the 80s back in high school. And if you remember, the Golden Girls was on mm-hmm. Friday nights. And I loved that show. And all four of those women who were on that show, well, they played women, three out of the four women played women in their 50s.
Which is mind-blowing. Yeah. Mind-blowing. Because they right. all looked so old.
They did. And they kind of still do. If you look back at them now, they kind of have that look about them where they look kind of grandma-y. Mm-hmm. Don't you think? They look kind of grandma-y. So like Rose at the start, this is what they were supposed to be. Rose was supposed to be 55. So okay. Rose and Island was supposed to be 55. Dorothy was supposed to be 53, Mock.
And that was the one played by Maude?
That's Blanche. Yeah, that's Maude. That's Maude. Yeah. Like the big one, the tall one. Yeah, Maude.
Yeah.
Maude,
yeah.
The big one. So, Blanche, who is the kind of the one that was the whore.
Right.
She was the whore. She also was supposed to be 53 at the time.
That's
53.
Which
is nuts, right? And then Sophia, she was actually a year younger than Bea Arthur, and she was playing a 79-year-old on the show. The crazy thing is that all those women, like all three of those women, Rose, Dorothy, and Blanche, they're all playing women in their 50s, but they were, I think they actually, Rose and Dorothy were both 63 years old, and they were playing women 10 years younger, which would never happen today.
Yeah.
I don't think that would happen today. And so again, that's like how times have changed. They are playing women that were younger, which would never happen. And then Blanche, the slutty one, mm-hmm. Rue McClanahan was actually 52 playing a 53-year-old. So she was her age. And so I think she kind of probably looked the most her age on the show. But I look back at those women and I think, okay, well, none of them have fillers or Botox or stuff shoved in their faces. They didn't have, you know, all the weird liposuction and have all the plastic surgery. They just look like normal women aging like normal women age. And so that's what we were used to. Our generation was used to that. This generation is not used to that.
No.
They don't see that.
And that's why when you put a picture of the four women from Sex and the City right next to the Golden Girls and think about the fact that they are representing the same age, it is a complete mind screw.
It is a complete mind screw. Yeah. And those women all have had stuff done. Let's just get real.
Yeah.
Maybe
maybe
with the exception of Cynthia Nixon. Maybe. I don't know.
Well,
maybe
okay. Maybe. I don't
maybe
know.
Not.
It's hard to tell anymore to the women's point who responded to Candace. What was funny about the Candace Owens tweet is that Botox, the word, started trending because Candace is hugely influential. She has an enormous following and people like latch on to anything she says. And because there became this controversy, it even got stupid enough to the point where a lesbian got mad that she wasn't invited to comment on whether she was attracted to women with Botox and fillers. And Candace was like, calm down. Like, I can ask a question to just men and the world is fine.
She can't do that. I mean, somebody has to be offended. There has to be somebody somewhere that's offended. It's like, like a tree falling in the forest? Like if nobody's around to hear it, does it even happen? Kind of a thing. It's like somebody has to be offended somewhere. It's just, it's ridiculous.
Oh my God.
But that, it is kind of crazy, like the changing, just the way that women age differently now. And that's just what, in 25, 30 years? Mm-hmm. What's it going to be like in another 25, 30 years? Are 52, 53-year-old women going to have to look like 20-year-olds?
Well, like I feel like in many ways there's already pressure, right? You hear it from all the Hollywood actresses who, as soon as they hit their 50s, they're like, I am so tired of being objectified, even though that's how they made their entire careers.
Yeah.
And then they get all mad that they've aged and that Hollywood is no longer as interested in them. Mm-hmm. And they knew that going in. That's what always makes me crazy about all the actresses who act like, now that I've made all my money, I'm going to bitch about how I made it.
It's true. But you also see, on the flip side too, you also see like younger I see a lot of younger women out there too. Like having, after I had my daughter, 12 years ago, I remember looking a lot of women around, you know, just in celebrity circles and stuff like that. And after they had their babies, they snapped back. You got to snap back in like 3 months. You got to be back to your pre-baby weight. You got to look like a supermodel in three. This is, it used to not be that way. It used to not be that way, you know, 30, 40, 50 years ago. Everything is just a lot different now than it used to be, I think, for women and the way that we're expected to look. And so there is this pressure of getting stuff done and nips and tucks and here and there. You can't, and there is no such thing as aging gracefully anymore. And if you age gracefully, it's an anomaly. You're you're kind of different. You're seen as different. That is unique and different and kind of weird. You're original. You're very, very unique in that respect, which is strange to me because that used to be the norm. And I don't like
I guess I always think about, like, you know, especially doing what we do, right? Like if either one of us were to all of a sudden get something done to our faces, if we were going to do some tucking.
Like a facelift.
Or whatever. If we started injecting a bunch of crap into our faces, people would see that as a change from the day before. And I always, you know, the other problem too, just about the culture, is all the filters, right? Like, so anything that you see on social media, you don't even know if what you're seeing is real half the time. And so I guess my goal, I want to look good for my age. And I also don't want to meet someone in person and have my appearance to them be a shock because it's different from what they see on video every morning. Do you know what I mean? I don't ever want to do that to somebody.
I know exactly what you mean. And that happens a lot where you see somebody in person, like, because we've met people in circles like this, like conservative circles, celebrity circles, stuff like that, where then you see them in person, you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yikes.
That's not what I thought they would look like.
Oh my gosh. There's a lot of glue holding that together. And spackle.
And see, all you and I do is we rely on GenuCell. GenuCell is the best skincare. If you want to look good for your age, if you want to help reduce the appearance of wrinkles, if you want to do amazing things for your skin, you're going to use the same products that we use, which are GenuCell products, all of which are amazing. They have, for example, their most popular products package, which is everyone's favorite. It's always curated with the best products ever. And it's all in nice one package. And right now through Christmas, their most popular package is 70% off. And they throw in a free hyaluronic acid serum, which is super hydrating for your skin. It helps you stay youthful. And actually, we got a review. And this is, somebody has a complaint about you.
Yeah, about
me. But they
me.
Also love GenuCell. Would you like to hear the complaint?
Absolutely. I totally want to hear that. You know, I love hearing complaints. I love it.
Okay, well, this comes from Nebraska Nikki. And Nebraska Nikki says, I've listened to the chicks for a while and really enjoy the show. However, I noticed a few weeks ago how often Daisy says, you know. Like almost after every sentence. It annoyed me a little and I was going to stop listening, but then I decided to make an episode into a drinking game. So every time Daisy said, you know, I took a shot. I didn't even make it through a quarter of the show before I died. Yes, I am pretty sure I died. Fortunately, as a longtime listener, I had ordered GenuCell and I guess that using that product made my cells resilient to death. Thank you, chicks. And thank you, GenuCell.
I'm so glad that she lived with my you knows.
I mean, I'm so glad she's very brave. She is
stunning and brave.
That's I've not fantastic. Ever noticed that. So that I
you didn't
now
notice
I'm gonna,
my you knows.
No, now I'm going to be like looking for it. And
we're going to have to count them in this episode. We'll have to go back and count them. I'm so glad that she pointed that out, though. Thank you for that critique and for staying alive.
And for using GenuCell, because you're doing the right thing with
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Good move with that.
By the way, if you want to get take advantage of that package, it's GenuCell.com/chicks. Is this a good time to remind everybody of the fantastic Bill Burr bit about plastic surgery and why you should avoid it. So we've actually got a couple of clips because it's a much longer thing and I we don't have time to play the whole thing. But I thought, I'm just going to get these two clips. And the first one is, I mean, and his delivery is everything, right? So if you've never listened to Bill Burr the comic, you're about to get treated. Let's roll the first one.
I got to admit, the only thing that freaks me out about Los Angeles is all the plastic surgery. I don't get it. Why do people get plastic surgery? You know? Why can't you just admit it's over? You know? You had your time. Stop trying to look f***able in your 50s. It's weird. People with their faces yanked back. Looking all shiny, right? Not to mention they haven't even figured it out. You know? Why would you get a facelift? Can't you look at other facelifts and realize they haven't worked all the bugs out yet? Right? That's what you want to look like? Like you just lost a fight 3 days ago? Don't be a hero. Let somebody else go in there. Take the beach. You lay back.
You know what's so funny is I saw this woman. I was at a swim meet. This was probably 2 months ago. And I went to a swim meet and I sat down. And you know, you're there for like the whole day. You're at a swim meet for a long time. You better settle the freak in, okay? So this woman sits in front of me with her husband, who is notably older than her, and she had a fake butt. And I have never seen a fake butt up close and personal. I haven't.
I don't think so I have either.
I was in awe. I should have taken a picture for you. I thought about it, but there were so many people around me that I thought, if I take a picture of this woman's ass, people are going to be looking at me like I'm the crazy one. When she, in fact, was the crazy one for having the fake ass.
Yeah.
And it was a sight to behold, Mach. It was like, it was so perfectly bulbous. And like she had all the other fake stuff too. Like her face was all fake and she had the fake boobs and she had everything about this woman was fake. There was not a real thing on this woman. Everything was bought and paid for. But her butt was like, I don't even know how they do it, what they do. I don't know the procedure to get this done, but it was a fake butt. And she could barely sit on it.
Well, I was going to say, how do you even recover?
That is the thing. Like the thing that I kept thinking was she's going to have to sit here for like 6 hours during this swim meet, which is uncomfortable enough on these steel seats anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to have to sit on a fake butt the whole day. What is that like? Like that's commitment. That is commitment to vanity.
Yeah,
right. When you're sitting on I don't even know what is that? What is
it? I think they take fat from other places in your body, right?
Maybe she's better off than me. Maybe she can't feel it. I don't know.
I could be completely wrong and it might be some sort of implant. I have no idea. I really don't.
It's craziness that people do this. That people, I know we shouldn't judge, but I kind of am because
yeah, God, that's just brutal.
It was nuts,
but
really nuts.
I mean, not to defend it because it's completely whack, but to Bill Burr's point, at least it's a part of the body that you can cover. His point in this next clip is that you should never fuck with your face.
No, you don't fuck with your face, okay? I understand liposuction. They screw that up. You can put on a shirt. Right? There's no shirt for your face. Who do they think they're fooling with that stupid, you know? And then you lie to yourself. I'm just gonna do it. I'm just gonna do this. Just gonna have this done. No, you're not. You're not. What are you? You're just gonna wax the fender on your car. Then that's it. And the rest of it looks all shitty. Well, maybe I'll just do the hood. And maybe I'll do the back. That's how it happens. Then you look like one of those real housewives with face all twisted up. Fucking idiots. Anyway, look. Yeah, they're idiots. Do they look like I'm in my 20s? No, you look weird. You look weird. You still look like you're in your 50s. I just can't guess what year anymore because I've never seen that year. I've never seen that shiny look. It's almost like you discovered a new age between 52 and 53. Yeah. People, there's nothing wrong with being 52 and looking 52. All right, you're 52. You didn't get f***ed. Yeah. What would you rather be, 52 and look 52 or be 52 and look like a 28-year-old lizard?
Or a cat woman.
Or a cat.
With this bulbous, giant ass.
Right. right.
Sitting at a swim meet looking ridiculous. I don't understand it. Can we normalize that again? Can we normalize being 52?
Yeah.
That's what I want to normalize. Everybody's talking about normalizing stuff. Let's normalize this. Let's normalize it. Can we normalize just being
aging?
Let's normalize aging again. Can we do
Can
that?
We just do that? Let's, please.
Let's make aging awesome again. Let's do that. Because it's kind of great.
MAGA.
I think it's great.
Make yes. aging great again.
MAGA. That's what it is.
For real.
It is kind of great. I mean, listen, there are some really bad things that come with it, like not remembering why you went in the kitchen.
Oh my God, that's the worst.
That is the worst. And not knowing where your keys are. And there's and just being generally annoyed by the generations that come after you. Right. I basically hate everybody that's younger than me. And that's okay. I think that's just part of the deal. But all the other stuff, like age, is actually not that terrible. I think
the alternative is way worse.
You are absolutely right, Mock. And so it's I think we should make aging great again. We really should.
We absolutely should. There shouldn't be this much pressure to be smooth faced and you know what I mean? Like, aside from just regular skincare, please stop injecting things. Just don't inject and fill and poof and
because you know pull. What? You look good, girl.
Well, it's Genucel and the same right good. Back at you. By the way. Another way to stay super healthy is to make sure that you're getting enough red, delicious meat.
Protein.
It's true. And you can get all the good meat, you guys, from omahasteaks.com. They have a 50% off site-wide sale. You can put together your own custom package of goodies. You can buy one of their ones that are already created for you. Everything is 50% off. And if you use code CHICKS at checkout, you're going to get another $30 off of your order. So this is a great time to stock up, not just for your own meal prep and your own hosting needs, but gifting a box from Omaha Steaks is a hugely appreciated, well-loved gift. So think about that.
It really is. Seriously, the greatest gift. I got one years ago, and ever since then, I've given it as gifts.
Yeah.
Because it's just, people love it. Such a slam dunk. So you guys do that. It's fantastic.
Please do it. OmahaSteaks.com. Until next time.